This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also, thank you to the Pennsylvania Maple Festival, happening April 24th and 25th, and also from April the 28th through to May the 2nd. This annual event in Myersdale, Pennsylvania, celebrates spring, Somerset County, Pennsylvania's local maple industry, and the heritage of this wonderful Laurel Highlands area. Hello, I'm Louise Henry, and welcome to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings, featured on Westmoreland Saturday morning on Westmoreland Gold 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. So, isn't it so nice to begin to see the days lengthening? Lighter evenings, giving us the opportunity to walk, bike, or do some gardening after work. I know I'm keen to pull my bike out of the garage and give it a tune-up before hitting the trails this spring. This year, I've ambitiously purchased a basket for my small dog, Maisie, to accompany us on bike rides. Now, she's a 12-pound Havanese, and she's getting on a bit, so I thought we'd have a try and see if she likes it and actually stays in a basket. So I will keep you posted with our progress. But anyway, there is such a great selection of trails in the Laurel Highlands for all activities. You can't really go far wrong. So for trails or events, places to stay, things to do, start by visiting GoLaurelHighlands.com for all your Laurel Highlands tourism and travel information. So today, with Earth Day just around the corner, I thought we'd focus on reconnecting to the Earth, how we can do better recycling, reusing and repurposing. My guest this month can most certainly help with this. We've got Lee Hoffman, a board member of Somerset Inc., and also Jennifer Barkman, owner of JAR, the zero waste store in Uptown Somerset, coming onto the show to talk to her about these topics. So I'm going to start with our first guest today, which is Lee Hoffman, who is actually a board member of Somerset Inc. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well. Are you good?
Oh, yeah. Lovely here.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So I've asked you on the show because Somerset Inc. traditionally always do some kind of Earth Day event, and no different this year. You've got some things planned. Could you share with us what Uptown Somerset are going to be doing?
Yeah, for sure. The Earth Day Trail, as we call it, is going to be taking place on April 24th this year. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and run until 2 p.m. The way this works is we put out an Earth Day Trail map that brings visitors, the children and their families, around to different locations uptown and different businesses where they discover educational activities and different giveaways along the way. Something that we had done before, one of the first stops, they'll get a tin can, learn a bit about recycling and different aspects associated with that. They'll move on to the next location where they may learn about composting or different soil composition. They'll get a little bit of soil to add to their tin can. And then at one of the next stops, they'll get a vegetable seed, a tomato plant or a pepper plant to actually plant as they move through the different locations, so they'll have something to take home with them. So aside from just the plant and the recycling and things, they'll have different opportunities to create a bird feeder. There'll be representatives from the Castleman River Watershed Association, so they'll get an idea of how that all affects the way things grow and the different crops locally. There'll be an opportunity to create their own trail mix. There's a local yoga studio that'll be participating where they can get a little stretch in, learn the importance of relaxing. There'll be some story time activities related publications to Earth Day and just the overall holistic experience about why Earth Day matters. And it's really great for the families and their children to learn about these things. It's educational for both the children who may not have been privy to some of these things or learned about them elsewhere. And the parents really learn along the way, too. They may not take an active role in doing all of these things. So sometimes if the kids are excited about something, it may be something that gets taken home and taught to the rest of the family, shared with them. So it's mainly an outdoor event. There's a couple of the locations that will actually go inside of the different businesses to do the activities. But for the most part, it'll be a walking tour around town. And we'll, of course, be following COVID precautions, being mindful with sanitation stations and social distancing, things of that nature.
This sounds really cool. I like this idea. It's a great concept. So basically, you can just turn up and park in town, I guess, and you can just start anywhere. Or is there a particular, do you have to start at one particular place, or can you just start wherever you want?
Yeah, you can actually just start wherever.
Okay.
Some of the things, like I said, do tie together, but many of them, you could just start wherever you're able to find parking or whatever's closest to you and work your way around and try and hit as many of the locations, if not all of them, as possible.
Okay, so when you say it's downtown, uptown Somerset, so it's all walking, but I'm imagining it's stretched out. So
Sure. So I think many people would be familiar with the location of our courthouse, the highest point in town here, located along North Center. So there'll be a couple activities along that block on North Center. It's known as the 100 block, and then it'll be extending down West Main Street into the 200 block. Somerset Trust is a local landmark there that people will be familiar with, and it extends down about three blocks to one of our local markets, Cassio's Fruit Market. So it extends about three blocks down West Main Street and up North Center.
Okay, and there's no cost to this at all?
Nope, no cost associated with getting out to walk around. And of course, if you pop into any stores, they may have some different things available for sale. But the Earth Day Trail event itself is free to everyone.
Brilliant. So basically, you can just enjoy a nice morning walking uptown Somerset. And you say most of them will probably be outdoor activities, but you'll have the opportunity to pop inside the shop if you want to, make some purchases, just look around. I just love all the different, you've really thought outside the box just to connect with Earth Day. I think it's great ideas. I think it's brilliant. And it will really capture the kids' attention with the different activities too. So I think that's really, really good concept. Anything else we should mention with this program?
No, it's just really neat to see all the people that get out walking around. It's a great chance to run into people that you may not have seen for a little while, meet some new people, and see the different things that have been happening in uptown Somerset. If people haven't been here for a year or more, maybe a bit different than they remember with a lot of the things we have going on lately. So,
okay. Now, aside from this, you're also planning a spring cleanup too in Somerset. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, most certainly. This will be taking place the same day, the 24th. This isn't exactly an advertised event or anything. It's more of a necessity. It's kind of doing a bit of spring cleaning for the town after the snow melt and getting all the gravel and things swept off the sidewalks. We typically start early that morning at 7 or 8 a.m. I oftentimes head this effort up, and then we get different adult volunteers as well as student volunteers from our local Interact Club and other clubs. The Lions Club has helped out before as well. So as I mentioned, we sweep the sidewalks, get all the gravel and such onto the street so the street sweeper can come through and pick up any litter that may be around, and weed around the small trees we have up and down our sidewalks, pull any weeds out from between the sidewalks or against buildings that may have sprouted up over the spring here. And we also pass out little annual flowers that the students can plant at different places where there's exposed dirt. So we called it kind of flower bombing, seed bombing, where we can just kind of beautify the town as they move through, and then they're planted there through the rest of the year, and that really helps instill a sense of passion for the students as well as the volunteers.
Right.
And all the people passing by in their vehicles, they'll oftentimes beep or wave to us, shout out their cars, and then the children that are walking around the Earth Day Trail and their families also kind of get a glimpse of what we're doing and helps further instill that kind of holistic vision of just taking care of the community and town, and it really helps prepare for the upcoming events through the spring and summer and fall then, just an effort to get everything beautified and in tip-top shape for everything that comes along with the warmer weather.
Oh, Lee, that just sounds so brilliant. It's such a positive outlook. I just love it. And just to recap, so this is going to be on Saturday, April the 24th. The Earth Day Trail starts at 10 a.m., and goes through to 2 p.m. And the cleanup, if you want to do that as well, what time does that start?
we typically start gathering by 7 to 8 a.m.
Right.
If anyone's interested in helping out, they can just meet us. Uptown Diamond, as we call it, it's right in the center of town where Main Street and North Center intersect. It's known as the Somerset Diamond, and that's where we centrally locate, disperse the brooms and gloves and different things. People can feel free to bring along their own tools and implements as well.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be right around the diamond and expanding out from there with the cleanup efforts.
So for people that are listening and thinking they want to learn more information about the Earth Day Trail, you know, Somerset Inc. in general and all the events that you're doing, could you give us a website or a social media account that we can check in to see what's going on?
Yeah, most certainly. The best place to start is on Facebook. Somerset Inc. has a prominent Facebook page just by the name Somerset Inc. In Somerset, Pennsylvania. And from there, you'll be able to find all the other pages, specifically the Earth Day Trail 2021 here. We'll have a more detailed page coming out, including that map as the event gets closer. And then all the other events through the year. In the summer, we'll have Chalk the Block. In the fall, we have Fire and Ice. So all that information about everything that goes on in Somerset and the local businesses can all be found on Facebook through Somerset Inc. And then Somerset Inc. also has a website, somersetinc.org.
Okay. All right. Now, so that's good to know. Now, on top of the Earth Day Trail, you do have a kind of a new project going on, which is a wellness movement in Uptown, where you're putting sort of connecting with the earth and doing local first, natural health first, encouraging reuse. Can you just sort of tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, certainly. Like you said, we're certainly having a bit of a wellness movement. There's some different businesses that are really helping to embrace this. I know your next guest, Jennifer, with her jar reusable store, but a number of other businesses are embracing it in different fashions. There's really a mind shift towards being more thoughtful about these sustainable practices and just the importance of it. And it's just more simple in different ways, too. So I mentioned the Cassio's Fruit Market that's on West Main Street here in town. They source a lot of their goods locally, so less travel time for produce there, saving on fossil fuel costs and emissions, all that. Then they actually deliver to some of the local restaurants, so saving on longer delivery fees and times associated with that. And then Cassio's also recently started. They have glass milk jugs available now that people can keep refilling. They bring them back in and just pay to refill them and then keep using the same jugs. I saw here that they just got chocolate milk in the mix here, too. And then there's numerous other farmers market opportunities and local farms where if people explore out around town a bit, they're bound to find a couple of these places where they can get produce that was grown locally, and it just puts that money right back into the local economy here. So a lot of opportunities for stuff that's grown or raised here locally to purchase.
Okay, that's really good to hear. I'm all for reuse and going back to the older days when we used to return the glass bottles and get a deposit. It'd be wonderful to get back to that kind of thing, help out with, you know, taking care of our Mother Earth. Lee, it's been great to chat to you. We are out of time. Can you believe it? I love everything Somerset Inc. does. So folks, if you, you know, embrace Earth Day, head up to Somerset and enjoy this wonderful trail that they're putting together. Sounds very educational, lots of activities. If you want to find out more information, visit Somerset Inc. on Facebook. And it will be on Saturday, April the 24th from 10 till 2. Lee, thank you so much for being a guest and have a great year. Have a great Earth Day.
Yeah, sure thing. I hope to see different people come and see us in Uptown Somerset and have a great day yourself.
So after chatting to Lee about putting Earth first and local first and natural health and reuse, we've actually segued nicely into our next guest, which is Jar, the zero waste store in Uptown Somerset. But before we chat with Jennifer, let's quickly do a sponsorship message here. Thank you to the Pennsylvania Maple Festival happening April the 24th and 25th, and also from April the 28th to May the 2nd. This annual event in Myersdale, Pennsylvania, celebrates spring, Somerset County, Pennsylvania's local maple industry, and the heritage of this wonderful Laurel Highlands area. We'd also like to put a big thanks out to Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. So let's welcome Jennifer Barkman, owner and operator of JAR, the Zero Waste Store in Uptown Somerset, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Louise. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so pleased. I'm so chuffed, really, that you can come on the show. I am a huge fan of your shop. I think the concept is brilliant. You have some really fantastic products in your shop that, you know, they're environmentally friendly. They totally embrace the reuse concept. They're locally sourced and so much more. So for those that have not had the pleasure of going to JAR, tell us your story. How did you start? Why did you start and where you're located? All that stuff.
Okay. So I grew up in Somerset County. You know, nature's beauty is very near and dear to us here. So, you know, we really appreciate our surroundings and we want to care for it. I grew up, like, my mom would always garden and she canned vegetables and fruits and preserves. And my sister and I grew up learning to do that. And, you know, it makes us feel so much closer to our environment. And over the years, you know, last probably 2.5 years, I would say, I'm a mom of two teenage boys. You know, there's a lot of waste in our house and, you know, not just the kids, but all of us. And we've kind of been on a journey, making small changes, like over the past few years, just things like, using reusable bags and containers instead of single use stuff. And, I switched to all plant-based cleaners and laundry detergents and things like that, trying to not have as much food waste. I started composting, and it kind of evolved into me wanting to provide a sort of a vehicle for our community to make small changes, you know, wherever they're at on their journey. You know, my family is not 100% zero waste by far. Everybody's on their own journey. Everybody's at a different place, at a different stage in this. And I wanted to offer a place for locals and, you know, folks in the surrounding areas to come in and kind of get a little bit of assistance with, you know, if they want to swap something out for something more eco-friendly, that we can help them do that and give them obtainable information and make things realistic for them so that they don't feel that they're being overwhelmed by, you know, trying to go cold turkey, so to speak. We don't judge anybody. Like, wherever you're at, it's all good. I don't care if you're just like, this is, you know, I've always used disposable everything. I really would like your reusable straw. That's great. You know, we're going to help you wherever you're at on your journey. And that was kind of my idea, was to just give people a place to go to find these things, because, you know, being in a small town, we don't have a lot of options like that. So, you know, zero waste stuff is online basically for us.
Right.
And so that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Okay. So, and you opened this shop boldly in 2020.
Yeah.
In the middle of a pandemic, and it's right in the center of Uptown Somerset. Lovely shop. I love it.
Tell us
what kind of products you have in the store, because you've got so many different things. So just
it's
share.
A lot. Yes, it is a lot. So we offer products for living a plastic-free or a low-waste lifestyle. We would like customers to bring their own containers and refill them to reduce the use of single-use plastic. We carry items such as reusable bags and straws, utensils, beeswax wraps that you can use instead of cellophane, shampoo, conditioner, and body bars, plastic-free feminine hygiene products. We offer cleaning products, refillable items such as soap, laundry detergent, hand sanitizer, Castile soap, lotions, cleaners. We have bulk dry foods,
mostly organic, some vegan, some gluten-free. We carry olive oil, honey, maple syrup that you can purchase by the ounce or by the jar. We have kombucha on tap from Mount Nittany Kombucha in State College. We have locally made artisan items. We're a location for several of the TerraCycle programs, Gillette Razor, Gerber Pouches, Burt's Bees, Colgate West. We can take plastic grocery bags for a local recycling program. You know, we have plans to offer some workshops and classes. Yeah, so, like, we have so many different items, even, like, chapsticks and vegan makeup and jewelry, all kinds of stuff. But everything is eco-friendly and low waste.
It is. It is. I have made many purchases in your shop, and I probably will continue to, because there's always something in there that is new and it catches my eye. I think, oh, that's a really good gift for my daughter, or I know such and such who would like that, or even stuff for myself. I use your products in my kitchen, reusable sandwich bags. I love those. Oh, the beeswax wraps. Those are great for sandwiches.
Thank you. The
only thing I haven't done is I haven't done the self-dispense. So if I wanted to do that, can I bring my own container, or do you provide it, especially with COVID at the moment? Because I know I used to take my reusable bags to a particular grocery store, and at the moment I can't. I have to use the plastic bags they provide. But with you, could I bring in, like, I don't know, a mason jar or, you know, a plastic container?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. We do encourage our customers to bring their own containers, whether it's plastic or glass, whatever. We do ask that it is clean, so please run them through your dishwasher prior to bringing them in, or if you don't have a dishwasher, just make sure that they're cleaned out well with hot soapy water. We do turn down containers that are visibly dirty or have an odor. The odor is basically just because we don't want it to affect the product that you're putting in there. So, like, if you have a jar of pickles and you're coming in to get some coconut, you know, we don't want you to leave with your coconut in a pickle jar because it's going to affect the taste and the smell.
Sure.
So, you know, just clean jars, absolutely. And if you are unprepared, which a lot of people are because they don't even realize that we're here, so, you know, they may not have remembered to bring them with. We do sell jars everywhere from, like, 4 to 32 ounces. We sell bottles, 1 ounce to 17 ounces. And I also have a small jar library of clean, sanitized jars that have been donated that are free. So if you're comfortable taking one of those, you know, you may have a jar from the library. You can also, you know, bring some containers for the library. But again, just make sure that they're run through your dishwasher so that all we have to do is sanitize them. And we offer compostable paper bags for dry goods. So, you know, if you don't have a jar, you know, we can send your coffee or, you know, nuts or whatever it is that you're purchasing in a paper bag as well that you can transfer to something when you get home.
Fabulous. I love it. I just love it. And another thing I love as well when I go into your shop is right outside, you've got all these wonderful a collection of different items that you can recycle at your site. It's like, you take, like you mentioned earlier, you take plastic bags. I think you're the only person I know that takes plastic bags because all the big stores stop doing it. So I always drop a big bag of plastic bags in that box. But you also do other things, like you do disposable razors. Do you do, like, baby food jars? And you do, whole load of things that you'll take to recycle.
Those are the TerraCycle program. I've been approved for 4 of them right now, and that is the Gillette razors, which we can take any disposable razors in their packaging. There's a sharps container outside my store. Just make sure that they're dry before you put them in there. We can take Gerber pouches. So it's not the glass baby food jars.
Okay.
It's the plastic Gerber containers.
Okay.
They do need to be clean and not wet.
Gotcha.
So just make sure that they're, like, rinsed out and dry before you drop them off. We take Colgate Whisk, like the little tooth cleaners, and we take Burt's Bees packaging. So you can drop any of those off in the boxes, and those get sent back by mail to the companies, and the companies will recycle them. So we're also on a waiting list for several other programs, but those are the ones that we've been approved for as of right now. And as you mentioned, I do take plastic bags. That is a local church collects those, and they will, after they get, I want to say that it's like 500 pounds of plastic bags, something like that, they can have them melted into a park bench.
Wow.
So we're collecting them for a local church, and they come every, you know, once we get a couple full bags, they'll come and pick them up and take them to wherever they need to take them to get them recycled. Wow. So that's super cool, and I'm really excited to be able to offer that to our community. So
I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah, and
So go on. I
did want to mention one thing, if I could, about like the
You've got about 30 seconds.
No, I was just going to say, feel free to bring in plastic too. I don't want people to think that it's only glass. Like, bring in your reusable laundry containers, and, you know, like your dish soap or hand soap containers. You're welcome to bring those in the store and refill them.
Okay. Oh, that's a good thought too. So we are running out of time. So very quickly, Jennifer, tell us where we can find you online.
You can find us at www.jarzerowastestore.com. And we do curbside pickup. We usually ship within 24 hours. Everything's online except for our foods and liquids. If you'd like to order any of that for curbside pickup, you need to call the store.
Okay. And the number is?
814-701-2221.
And we can also find you on Facebook as well, correct?
Yes, we're on Facebook and Instagram, and we're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 6.
And that's under Jar Zero Waste Store?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jar Zero Waste Store, yay.
So, and this Zero Waste Store, I believe, is the only one in the Laurel Highlands.
I believe so, yes.
And I think it's brilliant what you're doing. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are out of time, Jennifer. It's been great to chat to you. Have a great year. And I shall be into the shop soon.
Looking forward to seeing you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you to our guests, Lee Hoffman of Somerset Inc. and Jennifer Barkman, owner of Jar, the Zero Waste Store in Somerset. This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also, thanks to the Pennsylvania Maple Festival, happening April the 24th and 25th, and also from April the 28th to May the 2nd. This annual event in Myersdale, Pennsylvania, celebrates spring, Somerset County, Pennsylvania's local maple industry, and the heritage of this wonderful Laurel Highlands area. You have been listening to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings on Westmoreland Saturday morning on Westmoreland Gold 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. All events and businesses mentioned today can be found at GoLaurelHighlands.com, and if you are active on social media, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.